This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Legion of Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In our next episode, entitled The Manicurists, now, this is two episodes in a row. Big-time TV stars appeared on Andy Griffith's show. In the recent one about Bailey's Bad Boy, we had Bill Bixby. Well, here in The Manicurists, we have I Dream of Jeannie, and you probably will recognize her. I don't think she had changed that much. Barbara Eden, who stars as Ellen Brown in this Andy Griffith Show episode. Now, this episode aired back on January 22, 1962. It was written by Charles Stewart and Jack Ellison. It was directed by Bob Sweeney. The episode opens up in what I've always considered a favorite scene or thing to do is to sit around in a barbershop and a bunch of guys talking. Now, you don't see much of that anymore because there's not that many barbershops around. I actually looked into possibly getting involved with the barbershop at one time, and I found that there's not really many barber schools around. People are going to other things besides a barbershop, but I really enjoy going to a barbershop. But anyway, getting back to the episode. It opens up with the men sitting around talking, and of course they're talking about issues, and all of a sudden, and this is a funny scene because Barney keeps yelling at Floyd. Floyd's half paying attention to what he's doing. He's got the scissors out, and Barney thinks Floyd's going to accidentally hit him and actually cut him. He says something like, "Are you going to cut my hair or leave the mark of Zorro on there?" And then all of a sudden, he finishes up with Barney, and then Barney's looking out the window, and Ellen Brown gets off, and this entire episode is all about the men gawking at Ellen Brown. It's hilarious because you really don't see that this much on the Andy Griffith Show. But as she gets off the bus, all the men start talking about her and staring at her. And then all of a sudden, as she looks around, she sees the barbershop and starts walking over there. Well, what's so funny about several of the scenes in this particular episode is how timid the men are at Ellen Brown's beauty. I mean, she's so attractive and that they just simply can't seem to handle it, and they're all sort of shy even talking to her or something. So it's really funny. But she comes into the barbershop, and she explains that she's a, half the men take off, and so Andy and Floyd are left in there, and she explains her situation with her fiancé, Pierre, and how they've had an argument, so she's left town, and she's a manicurist. I do nails, as she says, and so she explains her situation and talks Floyd into basically letting her be a manicurist. Now, Floyd and Andy try to tell her that there's not many people going to want a manicure in Mayberry, and try to dissuade her, but it doesn't work. She said basically she sets up a situation where Floyd gets a percentage of every customer she has, so Floyd really can't lose in this situation. Have a beautiful woman sitting in the front of his store, and every time she has a customer, he makes some money. Well, at first the business is going as slow, and you have a scene where Ellen's going around asking all the men in the barbershop who are again acting very timid if they'd like a manicure, and they all turn her down, and then she gets a little frustrated, picks up her stuff, and goes into the back of Floyd's barbershop. And then Andy comes in, and unlike what happens in many of the episodes, Andy runs off with the mouth about not lasting 24 hours, and that this just isn't a place to be for manicures. And all of a sudden she walks back out, and she really jumps on Andy about this not being a friendly town. And so Andy feels pretty guilty about this, and so he comes back later and tells Ellen that he's here for a manicure. And she's still mad at him, but as they get started, she starts working on his fingernails. Andy starts joking with her about how he cuts his fingernails, and Floyd's in the background saying, "Andy, you're just a real prince." And so basically Ellen forgives Andy, and then Barney comes in and is like, "What in the world's going on? What are you doing, Andy?" And Andy forces Barney to get a manicure. Barney doesn't want to do it. And, I think it's hilarious. Now, one of the things I want you to pay attention to the next time you see this episode is when Barney and Andy, particularly Andy, getting a manicure, look at the background. The background of the town looks like a ghost town. And there's not many scenes in the Andy Griffith Show where they didn't go to the trouble to have something going on in the background. But it really looks empty in the background during this particular scene. And this will contrast with what we'll see a little bit later. So Barney sits down, starts with the manicure. He's very scared about it, and tells her not to did his one finger because that's his trigger finger. Then later on, as he gets comfortable, he lets her do the trigger finger. Then you see a scene where Andy's outside and he's talking to the mayor and Sam, and basically talks him into getting a manicure. Now, when they start getting their manicure, look in the background. Now you'll see, I don't want to say the bustling town of Mayberry, but you'll see things going on in the background. Again, most of the time, the Andy Griffith Show has stuff going on in the background, but in this particular episode, you have this one scene where you really don't see anything going on in the background. But when Mayor and Sam are getting their manicures, there's stuff going on, obviously. And one of the things that happens is the Floyd's Barbershop gets overrun with guys because they've got this beautiful woman giving a manicure. And what you see in the background are some ladies across the street, and you can tell they're not too happy, all the men hanging around with this beautiful woman. So the next scene in the courthouse, you see Floyd come in. He's upset, and he said the wives have called, and they're all gotten jealous and think that Ellen's going to steal her husband away, and so they won't let their husband get a manicure. So again, I think that's that was interesting, and because the next scene is, I think it's good, is where Andy in his country type of way is talking to Ellen in the courthouse about you know, how that some of the wives are getting jealous, and that's why our business is bad. And in this funny scene, Ellen is told by Andy that nature's been real good to you. He says something to the effect, "I don't know when I've seen nature be so good to a woman." And, you know, that's Andy's way of saying that you're really attractive and really put together. Well, Ellen, as Andy's explaining to Ellen about how the wives are getting jealous, Ellen thinks Andy's proposing to him, and it's real sweet. But what Andy didn't know is that Ellen was coming to tell them that she was going to go back to her Pierre and in the big city and get things going back where she was. And as she's leaving, she gives both Andy and Barney a big kiss on the cheek, and you see these big of course it's black and white, but you know it's a big red lipstick on their cheek. And so it's a funny ending to the episode. And this one scene where Ellen's walking away, and Andy and Barney are watching her walk, and they've got the music to her walk. And again, it's a funny ending, near ending to the Andy Griffith Show. The final scene is you're at the barbershop, outside the barbershop, and the mayor comes by, and he sees that the manicure signs back up, and realizes, oh gosh, there's a manicurist. And out comes Emma Brand. Now notice in this episode they call her Emma Watson. In the previous season, in this episode, her name was Emma Brand, but in this particular episode, which is in the second season, she's Emma Watson. There's really no explanation given as why her last name was changed. Of course, we can think of logical reasons, but you know, they really didn't say why they changed her name from Brand to Watson. Another interesting aspect about this episode is you see a gentleman by the name of Frank Warren, who appears as an unnamed butcher. Well, in other episodes, he's referred to as Art, and later on, he'll be known as Art Crowley from Crowley's Market. So again, you see some of these inconsistencies that appear in the Andy Griffith Show, but nothing really major that would cause a big scare or a big stink or anything. So again, another funny Andy Griffith Show. And again, I think in this Andy Griffith Show, you'll see the most gawking at a female that you probably will ever see in an Andy Griffith Show episode, but maybe in many sitcoms today. Now, might be wondering what the trivia question is. Well, I think this is a doozy. You can get it, of course, by watching the episode. What was the name of the bus company that Ellen Brown came to town on? Again, what was the name of the bus company that Ellen Brown came to town on? If you want to take a guess at this trivia question, you can email me at burkek@etsu.edu, or you can go to the website burkonmayberry.com, and that's burkeonmayberry.com, and there you'll see the answer to the trivia question posted. If you have any questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry, again, I enjoy getting your emails. Don't hesitate to contact me at burkek@etsu.edu, and as they'd say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.